Let's talk about the financials in the context of the black family. I know personally that I didn't get any kind of knowledge this far in life about money from my folks, from my aunt, uncle, you know, sister, you know, great grandparent, great aunt, great uncle. Never got any kind of advice or you know, nothing like that involving money. Money is very touchy. Some subjects are very touchy, but money is very touchy. I received all my information at 18, but didn't know what a credit score was. Always heard people refer to, you know, credit and this and that and whatever, but I never knew exactly what a credit score was. Buying my first car, you kind of get a look at what you have to guess, because that's what I did. I guess my credit score is high enough, but actually the debt that I had was pretty sufficient. It actually helped me out. Come to find out, it's good to have a little bit of debt you can pay off. That's what credit cards are supposed to do, but I never had a credit card. But, you know, I never got all this information. I trial and error, basically. Trial and error. If they were going to turn me down for a low interest loan, I was going to, you know, to come up with something else. Yeah, I was already turned down a loan from a credit union. So it's something, you know, that I had to go through with trying. And I wish that I had somebody, you know, to, you know, teach me these things at 18, because my money is very touchy to this day. I don't know when my money won't be that touchy as I would like it to be. But in the context of the black family, that's what I want to see changed. I want to see, and I would, when I start to build a family, my kids are going to, you know, I'm going to be educating them about, this is how I didn't get taught how to open up a checking account. I just did that job. Actually, I had a savings account before I had a checking account, you know, for a very long time. Ghetto money, you know, and I was getting ghetto money. So at that time, and, you know, I had to, you know, do a whole lot of stuff just to deposit, you know, from, you got one debit card, but you ain't got to do, it's crazy. It's crazy. That's all I'm going to say. It was crazy. But I didn't know all these things, and the interest level, that you don't get no interest from the bank. You don't get no interest from the bank or any of that, any kind of educating. If you're listening, you might want to pick up some things that I've done. But yeah, next would be a home, a house, you know, that's my plan. But I want to see black parents educate their kids on black economics. Because, see, if one of them tries to start a store, we can support that store. We can support that lemonade stand. We can support that online business. You know, a lot of places, you know, to sell black folks specific black things for black people and so on and so forth, they're not black owned. They've been bought out. Or they never was black owned. But I want to see the black parents of this generation educate their kids. It's very important. It's very, very important. I don't know why or what the culture is, but my culture is you got to do everything on your own. That's the culture I come from. You have to do everything on your own. And it's stressful, you know. Yeah, I tweeted that video, that nice young lady, talking about charging, don't charge your kids for rent. Okay, I'm a millennial, okay? You can't really charge your kids rent. If your kid, what I mean by kid is, if the child that you birth, no matter what the age is, because that's your kid, but if the child is working a job, part-time, full-time, whatever, and going towards another direction, a career of some sort, it does not help the child in this day and age, because you just can't sell flowers on the street or sell, you know, I think that they call those palmetto flowers. Those kids get in trouble for that all the time, and there's no money in it anymore. Back in the day, you could have a stand on the street. You didn't have to have a permit. Okay, there's a lot of rules and restrictions that block people from making this money. Apparently, not OnlyFans, and you know, and other things like that. But you know, I'm pretty sure you don't want your kids. I'm pretty sure you don't want your kids, you know, involved in any of that. But, you know, some of them, they do what they got to do to make ends meet. The parents are not going to support them. And what I mean by supporting, their parents are not going to put a roof over their head. You know, I get not paying for the food, the clothes, the phone, the car, you know. But that it doesn't make sense in this day and age, and that culture needs to change. The only way I say that is unless the parent is struggling, because if the child leaves the home, I mean, what you gonna do then? You'd be paying for two houses. You might as well let that kid take over that one. You know, if you're not, you know, able, or y'all two gotta work something out. But you know, that's just the facts. It doesn't make sense to do that. And a lot of bad character, bad traits that parents have these days, and they're really from the old days. They said, well, we need to bring it back, the old days, whipping the children and all this other stuff. Okay, these children seen a lot more than you did. Okay, a lot more. So they're emotionally charged. So anything that you know, they come, it's going to traumatize them. And I see that. Like the little boy that hides behind the Jeep or behind the car when the cop passes by, because he saw George Floyd get killed. And and he sees the culture of it. Okay? These kids have internet. We didn't have internet. We had to worry about no Instagram. We didn't have to get worried about getting beat for Instagram. Okay? You know, you ain't supposed to have no Instagram. You're not supposed to have no. All we had was blogs. And all blog was just like what they were doing at Tumblr, except for all the gross stuff. But then they changed the policy. But, you know, I want to see, you know, that characteristic change too. You know, because you got these apparently putting the beatings on the internet and all this other stuff. And all kinds of things, and like that's not disciplining. You know, that's, you call that you traumatizing the child at that point. You don't you're not gonna, you know, the behavior is gonna be far worse than what it was before. And it's gonna be a wedge between you and the child. You know? It's not gonna be, okay, you done beat, and we good after that. No, ain't gonna be no good after that. Almost definitely. It's just like what happened to T.I. You know, T.I.'s daughter, he took it just too far. It traumatized her. It's going to create a wedge. It's just like back in the day. Back in the day, adults didn't apologize to you. They didn't apologize to you. Your parents didn't apologize to you. Did they? No. For anything they did. They might have, even if they knew that was wrong, they didn't apologize to you. Now we come into more understanding these days, because everybody's situation is not the same. But that whole beating stuff and people, oh, they need a good ass whooping and all this other stuff, that came from the slave master. They did that to protect, they did that for two reasons. To protect the children from the slave master, because the slave master give it worse than how the mama or the daddy would give it. And that's what some people were just taught by the slave master. So they just passed that junk down to their kids. You know? That's what they were taught. They get beat on and all this other stuff. It affects your mental health. It affects your mental health. And then they don't out here in America, they don't care about no mental health. But that's another issue I want to, you know, touch on with the black family. You know, you got the financial, the mental health, and the abuse problem in our community. Then we have abuse. You got abuse. Then you go a step farther. We've got all kinds of abuse. We got emotional abuse, sexual abuse. Physical abuse. Okay, when I say this yet again, because I'm a dude, I'm a male, I'm a man, I have a penis, I'm going to get violence. More violence is more likely to come towards me. Okay, not saying that violence that happens to women is okay. I'm saying that if you got a man that beats a woman, that woman could beat that man. That woman could beat those children. That man could beat those children, so on and so forth. You see, Monique's brother molested her. He was 13. She was 9 or something. Yeah. But he was a little older. You see how that works. I didn't want to get that deep, but you see how that works. I just want to make sure everybody's aware, and it affects your mental state, your mental health. Okay, you got a lot of black folks talking about mental health. They don't need to be talking about mental health. Church is not a place. It's a place, if you really like it, you go there and you could be free. Go there, not during the pandemic, but go there when everything frees up, or have church in your house. But it does not solve all the problems in the black community. You got people shouting too much instead of dealing with the issues involved in the same place that they're shouting in. It doesn't make sense. The pastor cannot always be a counselor. The pastor cannot always be a counselor. But some people, they want to tell, no. He's not qualified. And the reason why is some can be, but some cannot. It depends on who you choose and all that. But if you can't keep a secret, you know, I went to this church, and I think I had told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. I went to this church, and I think the preacher was saying something about somebody, because he was just preaching details. But he never told what the person said. Or did. He never told who it was. But he painted a picture that he could only get if somebody told him that. So you go into them in confidence, and then he's speaking it up on Sunday morning. I'm just saying. That's one scenario. I'm just saying. And sometimes things get out of hand. The pastor is not qualified. Look at Kanye West. He has issues with that entire Kardashian family and with himself, I believe. But he's yet to deal with him. He has that church. He had that church or whatever. Now he's running for president. But that's a different issue. That's a different issue. But let's talk about, you know, let's go back to this parent stuff, because we got to get on these parents. We got to get on the black family. We got to get on the black family. Okay? That's just me. I'm just speaking for me. I can only speak for me. Okay? I feel like a lot of the stuff, because it was a period, I think it was 18 to 21, actually 23, you know, I didn't have nothing going on. Fresh out of high school, had nothing going on. So, I had nothing going on. College, that went down the drain. And I'm going back to college later, but that went down the drain. But, you know, instead of going in the direction that I wanted to go in, I went in the direction of my parents. And that's what, you know, I got to pay the consequences for that. But, because I'm trying to get some things done, and I can't get some things done. I can't set all my dominoes up, you know, completely until, you know, I can only put them one after the other. I can't just put, okay, I got 10 dominoes and put them all in a pile, nothing like that. And that's not really how I operate. I do my research, but from 18 to 23, I had nothing going on. I was in school, but that went sour. That went to crap. I should have never went back, but to a different school. But I feel like my parents didn't prepare me for life. They didn't prepare me for the real world. They didn't prepare me for getting a job. I already always heard things. This guy's telling me, and what I mean by this guy is telling me, look in the paper for a job. This is 2008, 2009, 2010. Okay, look in the paper. Look in the paper for a job. In 2008, with a black president, look in the paper. The Post and Courier. First of all, you have to buy a paper. That's number one. Okay? And I'm technologically swabby. Okay? I'm computer literate. Okay? You can't just look in the paper. The paper doesn't do anything. It's a small collection of jobs. And those jobs might not be paying. Those jobs might ask for so many things. It's not even a big advertising block. But this guy is going to tell me, you know, look in the paper. Wear a suit. That's another lie. Wear a suit when you go to the job interview, depending on what kind of job, because I've heard that too. I've had training in that. You don't necessarily go to a job in a suit and tie unless it's that kind of job, or you're just trying to impress. And even sometimes you can be turned down for that. You can be overdressed and leave a bad impression. Okay? Depending on what kind of job it is. If it was an office job, a bank teller, I would show up in a suit and tie. I wear what they wear. That's what you try to do. Okay? Make sure you're groomed. Okay, that's simple. But, you know, I'd heard all these things, and these things weren't true. They were true in his generation, but they were not true in my generation. What I'm looking at is not what he's looking at, you know. And that's the problem. It's I had to find my own way. And I actually, I used to sneak over to the college, right? I wouldn't even go in there no more. But I used to sneak over to the lab. I ran into a guy. He from the church. He was a minister, and he said he was going to quit culinary school and try something else because, in his words, he's just finding his way. at 40-something, almost 50-something years old with a wife, and I think he's got 6 kids. So, but I understand because he comes from a different generation than I do. He wasn't around with computers. I benefit off the computers. That's why I went to that college, even though I wasn't in class, in session anymore. But I had access to those computers, and that's what I did. That's exactly what I did, you know. And I look up all kinds of stuff, all kinds of jobs. You know, I found SC Works without even going down to SC Works. Okay, you know, the state, you know, is no unemployment. It's an unemployment thing, but it's not where you go and find a job anymore. You get benefits and stuff like that, okay? But yeah, I mean, he's just finding his way. You know, he's just finding his way. And I was like, here I am, 21, 22 years old. And this 40-something year old man, 30-something, maybe he was 30-something at the time, you know, almost 50-something year old man, he's just finding his way. He succeeded in moving up the ladder in a religious organ, a religious order, but he has not moved up. It's still hard for him. Then he has 6 kids. Then he has a wife. So it's like, okay, you know, and how can that be? So they must have told the same lie that they told me. That's all I'm going to say about that, about preparing your kids for life. That's my little story about that, okay? Because really, I'm trying to get into trucking. I'm trying to get into the transportation industry. I'm trying to get a CDL right now, currently. And I tell you this, you can drive a CDL vehicle in state at 18. Okay. But they, you know, some people have been driving, but it's not, and they're still missing drivers. They still need drivers. They still need drivers. They still need drivers. And they got drivers there. Some of the people, I get people going a different direction. It's just like when they got rid of Woodshop. Well, I heard, this is what I heard. This is what I heard from Umar Johnson. And he's right. They got rid of all those wood shop, you know, all that mechanical stuff. They got rid of all that industrial stuff in the high school, you know, all that technical stuff in the high school where you could have a trade by the time you graduate high school, you know, just to get rid of black folks. And I believe that because those programs need to be in the high schools because somebody lied. So, and this ain't on accident. You know, these school districts talking all this stuff about what they're going to do about this, that, what are we going to do about Corona? We're going back in session for Corona. What the point of going back in session for? Them kids not learning nothing. It's just like South Carolina. We used to be 49th, 50th. You know, we probably 51. I don't know. But our school districts are not that good. I know down here. Where are the jobs? The jobs are industrial. The higher up, the more, well, I wouldn't say the more dangerous, the more skilled job. And skill doesn't mean necessary degree. That's why they lie with that degree stuff. Okay? They lie with that degree stuff. Just because you have a degree don't mean that you're going to be paid all that money. No. And they need to prepare these kids to do something else. Now, see, if you graduate high school and go to college, you already have a trade from the start. Then you could just continue your education to maybe a undergrad degree. Then get your graduate's degree and maybe get your PhD, doctorates, whatever is the next step after that. But if you wanted to, but just to live and eat, you know, and whatnot. A lot of people are struggling out here, and you see why they didn't switch so many things up. Some, I don't know exactly all the reasons why, but I know that's the reason why they took all that out. And that makes sense because look at Gary in the NFL. Detroit is falling. They don't really make cars anymore. You know, they build prisons, but they won't let you build a house. You know, it's like that, you know. They put too many rules in place. They need to deregulate. That's something that they've been talking about since Obama. Obama didn't do nothing. But that's a whole another issue. But they need to prepare them for the life they're going to have, you know, once they turn 18. They're not going to just all of a sudden just, you know, go and just have a house or anything like that, and that's it. And you're supposed to be good. You good, I'm good. I raised you. You're 18. You get out there and you just be yourself. You just do your thing. And that's what you do. But and then then you be abusable on top of that. But but yeah, the same reality. And then these kids, they're looking, they have some advantages, but it's not as, because back in the day you could kill school and work and still have a nice living. You have a house and a car, a dog and a cat, a wife and two kids, a wife and six kids, you know, and it wasn't based off of no farming. Okay, it wasn't based off nothing like that. You didn't have to do manual labor to do all that. A lot of these, they took all those jobs where people just sit at the thing and they just sew. I forget what those are called. And they make all these t-shirts. I used to work for a company. Used to do that. All their jobs where they make these shirts are overseas. So, or not in this country. So, you're not preparing them for that. And just because you have a college degree does not mean that you have to go to college to be successful. And plus, it would be beneficial to all parents that want to put their children back in school is to demand for these classes to be taught. Because, you know, there's no real lumber yards. But truck driving, you can get somebody started on that at age 18. You know, legally. You get somebody started on age 18. At least looking at it. Some people had never looked at it. Unless they have a father or grandfather that did it. And they want to do it. You know, you got a lot of women in that. Now, not saying that's bad. I'm just saying. And they're not coming at 18. Maybe, unless, you know, unless they were. But and what I mean by that is they got to find their way, just like the minister. They got to find their way. Jay Trucking on Instagram, she quit a corporate job to do trucking. So think about that. Those industrial jobs, working on a railroad. We down here, we got CSX. I don't know about Amtrak, but, you know, they got the trains rolling. Working at the airport, we're losing pilots. And the reason why we're losing pilots because of what happened September 11th. They keep putting rules and regulations on it to the point that, you know, it's more strict. That's the most strictest thing. It goes plane. It really goes plane, truck driver. Then it goes train because, it's not the same. You know, all of them going to be a drug test, but still, you could be anybody and do some of that stuff. But you can't fly a plane if you got a felony. And some states don't, you know, you can't drive a truck either. You can't get a CDL. I know California. Yeah. They don't want you driving one. But train, I don't know about a train. But yeah, I need to prepare these kids for the next 50, 60 years of their lives. When they're in high school, when they're in middle school, ask the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Them kids don't know what they want to be when you grow up. They have to develop first. Ask them when they're in middle school. Ask them when they're in high school. Get them started on that. Teachers don't care. They don't care. Parents have to care because that's your kid. But You know, and then you got all these other incidents. But yeah, I would like black folks to cut out some things. A part of the black family. I would just like them to cut out some things and institute some things in the black family as far as money, mental health, and preparing your kids for life, and stop with the abuse.